do the tough things first.
Ray Zinn now imparts his management philosophy in Tough Things First. In this series, Zinn covers it all, from the essence of human happiness,
adding value, showing that you have value,
to the downside of venture capital.
You will not own the company.
And the essence of entrepreneurial discipline. Now here's Ray Zinn, Silicon Valley's longest-serving CEO and today's guest host. I'm Rob Artigo. I'm an entrepreneur and screenwriter. I'm happy to be back for another Tough Things First podcast. Hi, Ray.
How you doing, Rob? Good to be with you today.
So let me ask you a question. It's a big issue that affects business, but it may not seem right away that it's an actual business issue or directly tied to it. I call it the tolerance question. And entrepreneurs need to understand or have an understanding of tolerance to get their best out of their people and their ideas. That's just the way that I feel about it. For example, freedom of religion. It's protected by the First Amendment, but we are lately seeing a lot more stories suggesting that from politics to the workplace, discrimination against or at least marginalization of people because of their religion is becoming more common. Do you see that happening or is that just a perception?
No, it's happening. If you go back about 50 or 60 years ago, which I can remember actually because of my age, we used to put on the application for employment the religion that we were associated with. And so it was considered important to know if you were religious or not. And because some companies wanted to hire people who are, you know, supposedly higher ethics and so forth. If they were religious, they tended to be better employees. And so we used to put that on there. Now, of course, in the last 30 years, the Congress has passed a law saying you can no longer ask an applicant what religion they belong to. So that has limited then the company's ability to discriminate in their mind. Discriminate doesn't always have to be a bad thing. You know, for example, you know, we discriminate in the kind of clothes we wear and the cars we drive and the places where we live. We do discriminate. Discriminate has taken on a harsh view because of the political environment. We've been trying to be more inclusive, and in being more inclusive, we've been more exclusive, if you can understand kind of where I'm headed.
Yeah. The First Amendment, as I mentioned, covers the freedom of religion and freedom of speech. And like you said, there's sort of the change in environment over the last several decades. And it is a political question. Are those rights, freedom of religion and freedom of speech, at odds here with respect to religious tolerance? Do we have speech, protected speech, that condemns religion, but if you're religious, you can't talk about your religion?
Yeah, that means you're darned if you do and darned if you don't. And I think that's the issue. So we've gotten to the point where trying to be inclusive has gotten us to be more exclusive. And that's, I think, driving a wedge. If you see the divisiveness within the country, it's greater than ever has been, at least in my memory. And so if our rules and our regulations are trying to make us more inclusive and make it as, and yet we're becoming more divisive, then I think the way we're going is wrong.
Does it seem like free speech applies to one, maybe one opinion and not to another?
Yeah, that's interesting. So if you look at those who believe in the freedom of speech, they believe that it's only applies to them. In other words, they have that ability to say what they want, but you don't have that right to say what you want. I can remember when back in the 80s when they had a proposition on the ballot about the family, you know, support of the family, Prop 22, I think it was. I had a bunch of signs in my yard in support of Prop 22, and they're removed every evening, or every night. When I wake up in the morning, I'd see the sign was gone. And so I had about 30 signs, and so I just kept putting them up every day. And then I had the police suggest that I move them into my yard, and not out on the curb, so to speak. And so I moved them into my yard, and they were still removed. And so I finally moved them onto my house, and then it still was removed. So they weren't allowing me then to express my opinion by virtue of the fact that they were actually removing my my ability to have my opinion.
That reminds me of the times during the election where I believe it was Bernie Sanders supporters who would interrupt the campaigning of either Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump and shout down or disrupt the presentation or the speech just to make a political point. In other words, they were saying they don't have a right to speak.
Yes, that's exactly right. You know, when we had this last election, we were admonished by the police department not to, I live in California, and they suggested or recommended that we not put, if we were for Trump, not to put that sticker on our car because our car would be vandalized, or in our homes would be vandalized. So I noticed that in our area, there were very few people were putting Trump stickers or signs in their yard or on their car. And so that's another way that the one side prevents the other side from having freedom of speech is by vandalizing or making it so that you wouldn't want to do it. And then they say that's free speech.
So what can we do about this?
Well, again, tolerance has to come into play here. And I think that's going to be another podcast that we're going to talk about. But just allowing people to have their opinion without being threatened or their rights being violated is where we have to start. And if it needs be, we'll have to pass laws that will make it a crime if you do violate a person's personal rights by virtue of the fact you don't agree with their opinion.
Isn't it a strange change in our world where we have the First Amendment, but we may need to create a law that protects it was the idea of First Amendment was the government couldn't tell you what to say and couldn't stop you from criticizing it or its leaders. But now we're going to get into a situation where we're going to need to say, look, if you impede my ability to speak my mind, then I have the right to, sue you or something. I'm blown away by the fact that it's gone there.
Well, again, I talked about that earlier in our podcast, that it's gone from being inclusive to being exclusive. In trying to be inclusive, they try to exclude us from being inclusive, as you would. And so that's my comment about the more we try to include, the more we try, more we actually exclude. And the less freedom we have of religion or speech by saying, yes, we're going to try to include you, but we're going to exclude you from being able to say anything or demonstrate your views or express your opinion.
We used religion as an example here, an important example, of course, but should the question of religion, in whether it's in the workplace, in a business environment, or in government, should it be treated the same as race, social status, and political point of view?
Sure. I mean, people say they're against racism or against people being dishonest. But if you are preventing a person from expressing their opinion, then you are being dishonest because that's against the law, vis-a-vis the First Amendment. So the trouble is that the current administration has not been amenable to pressing forward with protecting the First Amendment. So except if their opinion is one that they're trying to protect. So
yeah, I think it's important to note that some people may be listening to this podcast after Trump is sworn in. So the current administration you're referring to is the Obama administration.
That's correct.
Okay. And so your plan for countering the tenor of the language, the discourse out there that is causing this strife, You say, be kind, uplifting, and supportive in the conversations that you have with people. And your way of sort of countering this intolerance of religion that's out there. Do you think, would you like to see that as a theme that runs, I don't know, as an opposite to the way things were done in 2016?
Well, they say fight fire with fire, but I don't believe in that. So we're going to fight fire with water. And the water was to be more kind, more tolerant, more understanding of others' views.
Well, thanks, Ray. Appreciate it. Good conversation.
Well, thanks, Rob. Hope the listeners also agree.
You've been listening to Tough Things First, candid talk with Silicon Valley's longest-serving CEO, Ray Zinn. Drop by the contact page at toughthingsfirst.com for more about the book, more podcasts, and links to Ray's Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn pages to keep up with Ray Zinn's wisdom daily.